When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about Christmas and narcissists. See the Christmas tree in the background if you're watching on YouTube and not on the podcast. So, you know, everybody knows most people who are dealing with narcissists or very, very toxic people, those toxic people or those narcissists do not like the holidays. And Christmas is one of the main holidays that people don't like. Like, as you can say, even myself right now, I've been in therapy for the last 4 years, right? And I still, y'all, do not like Christmas. I don't like the holidays. It's hard. Look, I get involved in them because my family, I mean, my kids, my wife, they like the holidays and stuff like that. And I want to make, I made a promise to myself and to my wife that I would try harder to do this stuff and to keep everybody happy and to keep the energy high and things like that during the holiday season. So, I mean, I participate. I buy gifts. I do stuff like that. I don't want anything. I never want anything for Christmas. But, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of weird. I don't want anything for Christmas because I don't know if any of y'all can attest to this or maybe agree with this with the narcissistic person in your life, or if you're a narcissist listening to this. I don't want gifts because I feel like if somebody gets me a gift, I've always felt like I owe them something. Like, I had to get them a gift. I had to reciprocate. So one of the things that I hate the most about the holidays is when somebody gets me a gift unexpectedly. I'm just like, I didn't get you nothing. Now I feel like I owe you something. I get angry. I don't get angry, upset in that person's face right then and there. But later on, I could possibly bring that up because I'm so, it's nerve-wracking, y'all. It is. It will get on your nerves. You know, it's just like the energy around the holidays. I don't know if you can even notice on my social media profiles, especially if you follow me on TikTok. On YouTube, I'm pretty consistent with it. But on TikTok, I've been posting less. I respond a little less. My energy is low. I don't respond to people's text messages as much around this time of the year. I'm just like, my energy is low. I mean, I don't feel like I don't know what it is, y'all. I didn't have any kind of trauma around Christmas. My mama worked extremely hard around, my mom worked extremely hard when we were younger to get us Christmas presents and stuff like that. And I've always been appreciative of that. But just me, I've never really cared for the holidays. You know what I mean? Because I just don't. And this is probably one of the reasons why right here. This Christmas, you know, I feel like it's fake. And, you know, this is going to sound crazy, but a lot of narcissists, don't like fake things. They don't like fake people. They don't like fake stuff. So, but you know, I know what you're gonna say. He was like, "Well, Lee, narcissists are some of the fakest people on this planet. They're just so fake. They're fake people." Then you telling me you don't like fake people and fake stuff? Well, you're a narcissist. You have a fake persona, right? You have a fake persona, don't you, Rel? I'm like, yeah, that's true and all. But narcissistic people don't like. It's the reason I think it's fake is because, like, again, let's just say you don't get your significant other a gift and they get you one. Is your significant other going to be happy? You know what I mean? Are they? Thought it was the time of giving. Give better to give, not receive. Love, peace, and happiness, right? You know what I mean? So I just feel like the holidays are commercialized and it's just fake energy. And I told y'all before that narcissistic people, like narcissists, have limited emotional capacity. So that means that there's so much going on. There's so much family and friends around. So many people running around, last minute gift shopping and stuff like that. So many people running around, just doing. It's just so much energy going elsewhere. I can't give it to myself. I have to give it out to everybody else. So if you have to travel with a narcissist for Christmas, if you have to do anything, you know, any kind, you have to move around for Christmas. You have people coming over to your house for Christmas. It's going to be stressful with that narcissistic person in your life. It just is. So they might, like I said, they might run upstairs or be downstairs the whole time. They might go out there might be, you know, MIA the whole night and things like that. And just to avoid it, just avoid your parents, avoid their parents, avoid their family or your family. Because we don't want to be around people. We just don't. Like I said, I know it sounds weird, but like, y'all, this is, I'm just giving y'all the inside scoop how my mind works. And then another big thing right here during the holidays, which you can, what some of you can expect, is unnecessary arguments from your narcissistic partner or your significant other, or maybe one of your parents or something like that. Unnecessary arguments mean that y'all might break up or the relationship might become shattered or fractured during this time. So they ruin the holidays by breaking up with you. Like, what's today, the 23rd? They'll break up with you today or tomorrow or actually on Christmas morning. You know, that way they don't have to get you a gift. They feel like they will escape the responsibility and such of possibly having to give you a gift. Like, we were broken up. You expect me to get you a gift after what you said to me? Well, you started the argument. So what? I wouldn't have to start an argument if you wouldn't have, you know, you didn't have to participate in an argument. It takes two to tango, right? It takes two to fight, right? You didn't have to fight with me. You could have just sat there and been quiet. But you decided that you want to come back at me. So that's what happens. You know what I mean? So you get, like, I'm telling y'all, you get that a lot during the holiday season. Like, cause the narcissistic person, I tell you, they will retreat, they will hide, they will do all kinds of stuff to make themselves, you know, feel better about themselves and to make everybody else uncomfortable. Making people uncomfortable during the holiday season is a very, very narcissistic thing. With the end, like, oh my goodness, I got a couple. I don't do this. But I have friends that are pretty, I'm pretty sure are narcissists, y'all. So one narcissistic friend, he will go above and beyond to buy his kids the biggest, best Christmas presents to make himself stand out away from everybody else. Because he has the money to do that. He'll buy his kids the best of, you know, he'll buy his kids the best of everything. So they think like, daddy is the bomb. Daddy bought us all this stuff. Daddy is a superhero. Yay. But the daddy's not really, you know, not involved in helping with school and stuff like that. He's just a fun parent and things like that. Not involved in discipline or anything like that. He's just a fun parent. He just does the gifts. So he's going to make sure that, you know, he wins Christmas. It's like a competition. Like, he's going to make sure he wins Christmas and things like that. So he's going to go above and beyond. My other narcissistic friend, this is the other end of the spectrum right here. He will promise his kids extravagant gifts. He won't get them. And sometimes he'll say the mail, they were lost in the mail. He's like, well, I sent you a gift a couple weeks ago. It ain't got there yet. So just keep waiting. Keep watching the mailbox. Make sure your mama check the mail. Make sure your mama don't take it. You mean, make sure your mama don't take your gift. You know what I mean? Because if she takes your gift, then I won't be able to give you nothing. You know, I got you exactly what you wanted, exactly what you said, exactly what you wrote to Santa. It's on the way. It's coming. And never get the gift. Never got the gift. 3 years later, the gift still ain't came yet. You know what I mean? And hopefully it dies down. So they'll use that as an excuse. They'll promise the world to your kids on Christmas, but then just won't do it. You know what I mean? Or just leave it on you. Because sometimes, in order to play the hero, you'll go buy the same gift that he said he was going to buy, and you'll give it to him from Santa. You see how that works right there? You just covered him. That's a very, very manipulative way that a narcissist will get you to cover them for Christmas. Especially if your kids believe in Santa Claus. You know what I mean? You know that their parents didn't get them anything. But the kids don't know. You know, and the kids that don't believe in Santa, same thing happens. You know, but the kids that get older, they'll ask their parent that, you know, the narcissistic parent for something for Christmas. They'll be scared to ask them and things like that. And then they'll try to, the narcissistic parent will try to talk them off of the thing that they want. They'll talk them off of it. Like, nah, hey, yeah, just try to find something a little cheaper. That's a little too grown for you. You don't really want that, do you? That doesn't seem really cool enough. You know, so that happens right there a lot. You'll get a situation where they'll talk your kid off the cliff. They will ruin Christmas for your kids if you allow it. They just will. Some of them will. Like I said, I got the one narcissistic friend that's gonna go above and beyond for Christmas, buy them the greatest of everything. And I got the other one, they won't buy him nothing, but make it seem like he's going to buy him something just to leave your kids hanging and put you in a predicament where you buy to cover them up. So, both ends of the spectrum, y'all. With the holiday season, this is a rough time for narcissistic people. That's why they call it narc season. You know what I mean? the narc season, because there's so many holidays back to back to back, so much energy going everywhere, back to back to back. Oh, I gotta give energy to Christmas. I gotta give energy to Halloween, energy to Thanksgiving, energy to New Year's, energy to Valentine's. It's back to back to back. If your birthday's in there, oof. If your birthday's mixed in there, add an energy to your birthday. Your kid's birthday's in there, you just piling it on. So I think narc season runs from, what did they say, October. Narc season runs from October till like January or February. So stay safe during this season right here. But yeah, and like I said, I just don't like the holidays because I don't like the holidays. But some people don't like them because, you know, they might have experienced trauma or they were let down a lot during the holiday season. So that could play a role in it as well. So you have to stay safe, protect your kids, and protect yourself around this time. If the narcissist tries to argue with you around this time, don't engage with them. Do not engage, because if you engage, you lose. I promise you that. You know what I mean? Just take the time to yourself, be safe to yourself, and love yourself a little bit more this year than you did last year. You know what I mean? Work on you. Don't worry about them, because they're going to do them. I promise you that. Anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. I got somebody here to fix my roof today. Thank you for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcast people, y'all know I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me. Mental Illness is out. Bye.